Good afternoon, good afternoon. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm so happy to be talking to you again today. I really would like some callers today so that I don't have to work as hard. No, I'd really like some callers because I love it when you call in and we learn the relationship between holding your energy patterns and changing them. And we're going to work with shifting your energy patterns and moving consciousness whippity-snippity fast these days because the universe is bubbling with activity and we're taking on frequencies. And I'm not the kind of reader and intuitive that will tell you that the sun is doing this and the moon is doing that and all kinds of planets are doing this and that. But what I do is I learn, I'm an energy counselor, I watch where in your body you hold old energy fields or reactions that build up with densities through the years. And then when we move those, it's amazing how your manifestations can change. You can lift yourself up, whether it's genetically, cellularly, you know, if your personality needs to be shifted or whatever. There's so much we can do with energy. So when you call in with your questions or your comments, then we're going to work with moving your energy in order to change your reality. What I was talking about in my little flyer that I sent out is this whole time is all about consciousness. Today's show, I'm just going to talk loosely and specifically, but without specific and with specific, I'm going to talk about consciousness and how we're lifting and sorting and changing because we're all kind of waking up and becoming more conscious. And I've been channeling, Bob and I, or I usually channel most days, and Bob and I get a lot of information from the guides. And one of the things that they've been talking about a lot is that, I don't think I talked about this last week, but they said that there was a looming problem coming up on the world scene. It was a huge problem, and it had been averted, had recently been unstructured or unhinged by the movement of consciousness, not just through those of us who consider consciousness our hobby and lifestyle and whatever else, but beings who, in spite of themselves, or beings who simply, because of the rise in consciousness through humanity, have absorbed that rise and have become more able to perceive that the life of greed or the life of win-win, or the life against win-win. I mean, what I meant was the life of win-lose, or the life of I have so you can't, all of that is shifting as we get into more and more consciousness. And my guides were talking about, actually, in some of the hot spots in the world, that this was happening amongst some of the people that would have been, for example, they mentioned a suicide bomber, they mentioned people that are right in the inner circle of some very strong political triangles. That, you know, it's not, consciousness doesn't rise only in people who are in specific positions. It rises at its own rate through people all over the world, and maybe not everybody at the same time, but it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter if you're in the military or in the ministry, none of that matters. What matters is that it's rising and moving through us all. And what they said in the channeling was that we had just averted a major, major, major difficulty. Now, we haven't averted them all. There's a whole bunch more ahead of us because we've heard that right now. We're surfing. We're on a wild ride of change. Can we make it out of that which has been considered the reenactment of the final days of Atlantis? Can we move out of that polarization and not kill each other off? Can we come to a point of recognizing the value and wealth of life being a creative experience? And we can learn more and more about love and experience more and more love so that we all get to live, we all get to expand, and we all get to have fruitful, experiential existences. One other thing is we're always talking about manifestation these days. And, you know, if it's true, if I'm sitting here and doing my structures, which you, most of you who listen to the show realize that I absolutely love these vibrational structures, if I'm sitting there and envisioning and planning in my structures a wonderful, wonderful world, and I'm planning a world in which I can do amazing things and live a really long time, and I'm in the same community or even family as someone who's planning or who's always talking about the downside and how things are getting more and more dangerous and they can't do this and they can't do that and so on. I can have my way and that person can have hers or his way as well. And now how does that work? Well, that's not a logical social structure that we've all heard about most of our lives. It's not logical. It's concurrent realities and concurrent structuring of our truth. Whatever you've got in your mind will have to manifest at some point. And I don't pretend to understand it either because it's a nonlinear thing. So, we're going to talk about consciousness today. What are you doing out there? How is consciousness impacting you? How many ways are you finding out these days that all of a sudden you've created a really miraculous situation in the middle of what looked like a blind alley? Do you have all kinds of stories to report, or do you just have some kind of maybe consciousness block that you stubbed your toe on that you want to talk about that we can help you remove through conversation, through energy, and so on? So when I discover them, I'm going to give you the numbers, and I know where they are. They're somewhere in my book. Okay, here they are. 877-876-5227. Don't call in until after we do the structure, please. Or if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'm hoping that we'll have a bunch of callers. So let's start with the structures, which again is creating vibrationally a really safe place for you to amplify your manifestations, for you to change your world, for you to change the values of things and really build the light around it so you can grow very strong. I know these work. So does Bob. Bob's my partner who sits right beside me doing the show. So now, unless you're driving, close your eyes. Even if you're walking, close your eyes. All right. And let's see over your head, perhaps a mile and a half, a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. And oh my, it's radiant. You can feel its radiance. And now below your spine, perhaps 20 feet, another golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball, through your spine, through the top of your head, through your spine, right down into the lower golden ball, drop a filament of light. Oh my, it's beautiful and very radiant. And today mine looks like it has a number of colors in it, pink, green, yellow. If yours doesn't, it's okay. And if yours has different colors, wonderful. Whichever way you get it, it's wonderful. Feel the radiance of that filament of light as it stands through your spine. Wonderful. And now around your body, perhaps 8 feet in radius, front, back, side and side, see a circle of golden balls, the same kind of golden balls, but a whole circle of them. And now from the upper golden ball to the circle of golden balls, drop many, many radiant filaments of light. Again, I like to see pink. And today I'm seeing green, purple, and pink. Isn't that interesting? What are you seeing? Because it's always a slightly different meaning. It's just not good or bad. It's just the kinds of things you're amplifying, whether it's health or whether it's change or transcendence or purification or whatever. Don't worry about it. Just look at it and feel that canopy of radiant pink lights overhead. And from the circle of balls to the ball below, drop many, many filaments of light. Now you have a canopy pointing up and a canopy pointing down. And inside this canopy, with the edges of it touching the inside of your structure, a crystal ball, an etheric crystal ball. And as you create it, once again, pay attention to the colors that show up and feel the energy of that crystal ball. It's the feminine, it's movement, circular movement. Excellent. And inside of that, a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And so it's a diamond-like shape. And see yourself in that diamond-like shape. Now you're kind of snuggly in there. And imagine the shape turning and turning. Spin it, and spin it, and spin it. You might even feel kind of dizzy. Just spin and feel your frequencies move up. Good. And whilst you're spinning in this, see a magic screen in front of you upon which we're going to create today visions, movies, all about consciousness, you and consciousness. You and what it is, the ambiance of your consciousness, what it is you're trying to shift regarding values, well-being, money, of course, all the good things. Just see yourself with that health. See yourself creating interactions with people that you want to resolve. Good work, and just see yourself being the being that you really want to become. And the opening within you, great, that allows more and more of the multidimensional world. And as you do that, notice the frequencies moving through your body. Excellent. And when you're on your own, you can do this for like a half an hour or so. Really be with and feel the energy of the pictures that you're creating, the little movies that you're creating. And when you're done, take a look at your double tetrahedron. Is it still spinning? Mine is today. Just give it a little extra spin. Spin, spin, spin. Good work. Spin it a little more. And notice your frequency is moving up. So as I said before, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with a lot of people who are really interested in transformation, in moving into a time of becoming extremely conscious in every moment about what it is they're creating and why and how to move that along. We were talking to the guides just before this show, and they were talking about how the universe's energy movements are really incredible right now. And I'm not one, as I said earlier, who defines them or says where they're coming from or why or whatever. But I do know this, that, and I've said this before, that I have seen them looking kind of like an enormous tsunami at one point, where I could see whole galaxies like moving and rocking in these waves. And that's a really good image to hold or to perceive, because when you think of that vastness, for us to really pinpoint what kind of energy is doing what, it gets really overwhelming, doesn't it? Anything that we can imagine, we can probably find. So the guides were talking today about how one of the most important things to realize is that the energy increases that are going on now, the frequency increase on the Earth itself and in our atmosphere, and the energy blasts that we're getting from the universe, from out there, for whatever reason, are really moving together to help us. If we can remain conscious that energies are coming through our body-mind, if we can remain aware of them, or when we're kind of wedged or problematic or whatever, we can see ourselves drive these or move them through. It's like if there was an onslaught of water and you wanted things to get wet, you'd make sure that it had little channels to get through. It's kind of like that, but really what it is the frequencies, universal frequencies, move in through the body and they touch even the cells and so on, and they're electronic, and they ignite motion in your body-mind, and hence you can create evolution, you can create change, you can create more manifestation and so on by using that which is coming to you. So we know also that when the universal energy flows are in blast forms, or they're pointed, or they're rolling, or whatever, it can bring up our shadow too. So here's the job, boys and girls, is when you're feeling blasted and you want to get down, you want to kind of go, oh, my life is so difficult, I can't really, you know, you want to sort of pay attention and go, okay, these energies are moving through me at such a rate. I wonder if I can actually enhance their motion and maybe, like acupuncture, catalyze a tremendous transcendent shift in myself, instead of sitting with the shadow that it's pulsing out. I've been working with Jackie Salvitti in a wonderful show on Thursday nights. It's kind of a different show. She does a really strong teaching style. And we've been working on the shadow and moving energy of the shadow for many, probably 2-3 months. And it's interesting the guides were mentioning today that these, and I like this because we're living in a paradoxical time and we're fighting a certain polarity. They said that these influences are really pushing our shadow to either grab onto and hold onto things or to actually unfurl them, to move them, kind of unfurl them and teach us to move almost untenable thoughts and feelings out of our beingness. Now that really takes a huge kind of consciousness because sometimes the dark feelings will just absolutely lobotomize us, will make us feel absolutely crippled and like, oh, gall darn it, I've always been that kind of person. I'm never going to get beyond my shadow, the old unexpressed beliefs and anxieties and substructures that we've maybe had for thousands of years. I'm no good. Nothing's going to work, you know. The stuff that keeps coming up in the form of drama in our lives because we can't seem to extricate ourselves from the patterns of, for example, meeting abusive relationships or even being born into abusive families and so on. That's also a part of it as well, is having, you know, this is an abusive species, which we have been, okay, and we're moving into, hopefully, a relatively non-abusive species. Now, we have a long way to go. And a lot of us who are older, I would say I'm 100 years old, I'm not really, but a lot of us who are older have gone through those years of bringing up codependencies and old abuse issues, sexual abuse, what have you gone through, battering, all kinds of stuff that used to be very acceptable amongst our species. We've all gone through the working with that and extricating ourselves from the limiting forces of abuse. Well, that's still going on. We can use the energies in the universe to actually just come into us. You can feel them. They bring up your shadow. You feel the syndrome of your old abuse. You say, darn it, I've been working on that for 35 years. What is going on? But you can actually call forth universal energies and direct them into perhaps the belly, if it's something like an old abuse issue, that's a great place to take it. You can usually tell because your body is going to be heavy in that area, wherever the area is. It's the storage point for your abuse issues. But you can really tell that that it's up because you're going to be attracting abusive conversation, or you're going to attract confusion, or you're going to attract being ostracized by a lot of people and so on. And once again, you get ostracized when you change. So what we're going to do is, I'm just flipping through the notes here that they talked about. There's a number of things that we can do to do that. One of the exercises is the structures that we did at the beginning. There are a number of different styles of structures. The one we did is really good and basic, and what it does is protects you, and it really sets up your energy fields. We'll do it around here when we're both overloaded and there's lots of other energies weighing us down and so on. And by the time we finish the structures, guess what? We're all aligned and our frequencies are much higher. Another style of working with this is the chakra work. Jackie's group is teaching a specific chakra style, but I'm going to give you a simpler one just for now and practice it each day, because the chakra is the energy mapping system. So you've got these major chakras and you've got a whole bunch of chakras throughout your body. And if you just work with the chakras and consciously color them up and move the energy in each one each day, it's amazing how open you can be to absorbing higher frequencies and how swiftly you're releasing and resolving the old shadow stuff that rises, because it rises in the chakras, doesn't it? So say you're bringing up some old abuse stuff and you've got your belly area, which is orange, and that's where that's going to come up. So all of a sudden you've got, intestinal problems, constipation, diarrhea, whatever, And you're weighing yourself down, and you can also see it in people's skin color and under their eyes and so on. Then you work with your orange chakra. You call it up, and you feel it, and you really exaggerate it and color it bright, clear orange. And whilst you're doing it, breathe like mad. The cliff notes on pranayama that I've taught for years are simply 2 minutes of rapid panting through the nose. So here it is. It's like this. And you set your timer for 2 minutes when you do this. And you're focusing in your belly area, and you're wanting it to get bright, clear orange. And you're making this sound. And when you do that, you really pump like that. All of a sudden, your chakras, whichever one you're focusing on, will start to spin. It'll start to vibrate, and it'll start to spin. And you'll be able to know and see whether you've got congestions, blobs, bits and pieces of stuff sitting in there. You can see it. Some people have actually fun visions, like they'll have old dog bones and horseshoes and stuff. I don't get that. I get energy congestions, like little knots and little rocks and so on. And you just keep breathing until and focusing on the right color until the color begins to brighten and these lumps and bumps will change. So that's one of the things. And we might go into a chakra exercise. And I'm going to give you a number again to call in, 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And in Canada, 888-815-9756. Call in and tell me how you are today and how you work with consciousness or how you bring in frequencies. The direct line, for those of you who want to phone on the direct line, I think you can use it easier if you're in different countries around the world. It's 530-876-3222. So I hope that you will call in and share with me. We've had some terrific sharing lately, and I have watched a number of you who've called in. I've watched you change and grow, because most of the people listening to this show are people who are already becoming more and more conscious. And just your calls are very uplifting to a lot of people who might need to be inspired. So remember to phone in and inspire everybody. Call in. I want to talk to you all about you. Now, let's see. There's another couple of ways. One of them is bringing in specific frequencies. Well, there's probably a myriad of ways, but I'm just giving you some simple ways that the guides talked about this morning and that I use in my work a lot. So bringing in specific frequencies is, for example, we'll look at the chakras, which are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. That's for the mainstay seven. Now, there are other chakras that are other colors, and different intuitives seem to see them in different colors. But in any case, what I like to do is, and this is a wonderful, wonderful chakra exercise, is you focus on the base of your spine, which you know is what creates, is your computer chip that creates your material well-being and your relationship to your tribe, ancient programming, a lot of survival stuff, base animal instincts, lust for life. And I always believe that it's extremely creative. So take a look at your red chakra right now. Oh, goody, we have a caller. I'm going to finish this after because I'd like to talk to people today. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Or did I hear a beep?
Veronica, it's Jonquil calling you from Oregon.
Hi, Jonquil. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm just calling you to ask the question about grief and fear somehow connecting. I just lost my mother 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and while I feel like you've helped me with that grieving, I'm surprised at how much, I guess I can only identify it as fear that comes up. I'm afraid of what other people are thinking or if I'm behaving properly or doing things in the right order. Fear. I think that's fear.
Oh. Well, let's everybody wrap yourself in light. We're going to do some work here. I'm really glad you called in, Jonquil. And what I'm watching in your body, and we were talking a lot. Did you hear the beginning of the show?
I beg your pardon?
Did you hear the beginning part of the show?
Just 10 minutes into it is when I got dialed up.
Okay, this isn't a test. It's just not wanting to repeat myself too much. But looking at you, you know, when the mother passes, it's really interesting. I'm compassionate, and I feel the grief as well. However, one of the interesting things is that she seems to pull out, and this happens with anybody who passes, but most specifically with the mother, she seems to pull frequencies off of everybody, almost to free everybody up. And then when I look at you, Jonquil, I wanted to say that parts of you feel kind of hollowed, and your throat and neck seem very, very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that a lot of the fear, the guides are saying a lot of the fear, the deeper fear and anxiety is you've lost a lot of the ballast in your life. You understand how the mother and your mother was a wonderful relationship for you, especially the last 20 years or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your early years, right?
Yes.
And that she created with you a terrific ballast and strength in how you go into the world just by her sheer existence, you know, and her love for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a lot of the energies have been kind of pulled out. She will always love you. You have a very big soul journey with her. However, you have to change your balance when someone passes. And that can make us very insecure and very frightened at times, almost irrationally so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really your body, mind, and your energy field seeking harmonizing new balance, a brand new balance. You'll be feeling pretty good. It might take you a couple of months yet to really stabilize it because you left her a lot.
How can I find that balance if I feel these fears or insecurities? Is there something I can do to remind myself how to find balance?
Well, if you could remember what they are, that, for example, it's a shift in ballast, and I know that you understand what ballast is, right?
Yes.
And that it pulls apart your security. And if you can know that, it will take the intensity out of the fear quite a bit.
Okay.
And we want you to do, are you doing any we want you to do some physical activity and eat really well and drink a heck of a lot of water.
Okay.
I see I want to take your body and plunge you in water of various kinds. Because that would help a lot.
Uh-huh.
And to write or paint about it. Oh, Jonquil's an artist. I know Jonquil, and she's a wonderful artist. So I'm suggesting that the art of, because I see your throat being congested,
yes.
And the art of painting. Painting is a good way to turn the handle of the throat, which is synthesizing wisdom rather than just reaction out of life.
Okay.
And so I would say even finger paint, get some really deep emotion out. Because your whole thing, and for anybody who's lost, mostly it's mothers, but it can be a father too, but it seems it's mostly the mother, that your creation level is going to change radically. So you're brand new, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have the base you had, and you're going to be creating something brand new, and that can create quite an insecure feeling, but it's very exciting. If you call us in a couple of months, you're going to excite us like mad.
Okay.
And I can see your mother's energy field. She's very sweet, and she's getting happier as everyone resolves.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
It's so interesting what happens when we lose a mother. I guess that, and we have spoken before about releasing our mom every day because we're born in her womb, which is the belly area, which houses the shadow and the subconscious and so on. So we're in our evolution, in our drive, in our development, we're very much weaving mother's fears, anxieties, limitations, talents, dreams, desires, losses, gains, whatever, genetic doodah. We're weaving it into our body. We've got some of dad's too, but the mom's is so intricate in our system.
Mm-hmm.
And just to remember all that is so helpful because we talk about releasing her every day, and now she's releasing us, right?
Yes.
And you're really renewing who you are and developing who you are brand new. So bless her heart.
Okay.
And one final thing is she didn't get a chance to do that herself.
Yes.
She has it in her, but that's not something that she contemplated in this life, is it?
No.
Uh-uh. So it's very interesting how you're going to change all that.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. So that's really an interesting call. How do we keep creating who we are? And, you know, that's a good example of, like, we have genetics. We have following mother's genetic path. We have the DNA and all of that. And one of the things the guides were talking about earlier, let me see if I'm jumping around. I don't want to leave anything out here. This sounds like I've got a big plan. I don't really. But the guides talked a lot about how learning to bring in specific frequencies and learning to ride the buffeting energies of the universe as the Earth's frequency rises, we all face that more awareness of our darker, fearful sides and more awareness of our light if we choose it and so on. So I'm going to go back to bringing in specific frequencies. So when we had the red chakra at the beginning, I was talking about that, and I said how it was really creative. Let's call in. I want you to focus on your red chakra, color it bright, clear red, take a deep breath, and I want you to call in the red frequency from the universe. You say, how do I do that? Just call it in. Use your mind. Don't yell because your neighbors will think you're goofy. Call in the red frequency. And I like to bring it down through the top of my head, run it down my spine, and then fill my red chakra. Can you feel that? I can, and it might be a practice. So then you go into the belly. We were just talking to Jonquil about her and her mother. And the thing is the whole thing about the belly houses the subconscious, houses the womb, houses the intestinal tract, everything left over, everything from other people, everything from ancient times and so on. And so let's call in orange. Take a minute and look up above with your eyes closed and call in the great orange frequency or orange ray and run it in. I like to run it through the top of my head, all the way through my spine, and absolutely fill that orange chakra. Good. And now we'll move to yellow. This is your solar plexus. And that solar plexus, I always say that because it reminds me it's the sun. And it's who you are. It's your personality. It's your power in the world. It's how you go forward. And what you want to do is reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and draw in the golden yellow light, the frequency, and bring it in through the top of your head, down your spine, and absolutely fill your solar plexus. And move your attention into your chest area. There's an interesting complication in the chest because I've watched through the years of so much of my energy work, seeing so much grief, Jonquil, in your lungs. People's lungs are so amazing. They carry the grief from thousands of years. And the chest is the heart, despair, love, courage, inspiration, but it's also despair and loss. And anywhere we've had love, most of us have had a degree of loss. So we call in green, an amazing green light from the universe. You don't know what shade it is. Ask for something clear and healthy and healing and holy and Shazam. Call it in from the universe. Draw it in through the top of your head and absolutely fill your lungs and your chest. Your whole chest. But I like to give my lungs a real extra dose since I've watched so much through the years how people stockpile their grief there. Good work. And now the throat, where we synthesize our wisdom out of everything we've ever experienced, everywhere we've ever been, everywhere we're going. And we call in blue. What's your favorite shade of blue and how electric can it be? And reach up with your wonderful etheric hand and bring down that blue light into the top of the head and have it move into the throat and color that throat chakra until it's absolutely radiant. And now we're going to do the purple one, the deep indigo, which is a dark, almost a navy purple, in behind the brow. And that's how you evolve with your sixth sense. With your, what they call it, second sight, I don't know, it's just knowing. To me, it's way beyond sight. It's knowing, feeling, understanding, and actually having what most of you are developing, lickety-split and quite fast, is all kinds of tools for knowing. And we draw in that deep indigo ray, bring it in through the top of the head, and have it squish around in behind the brow, into the brain part, in by the pituitary there, the pineal gland, good. And make it very, very deep, rich purple. Oh my, it's bright. Deep, deep, rich. Good. and then the top of your head is violet and brings in God, guides, angels, higher power. And then when you bring in that violet ray or the violet frequency to the top of your head, you can see your head be like a lotus, a beautiful bloom. I'll be with you in just a moment. A beautiful blooming, infinitely blooming flower. You're going to draw in that lovely violet frequency and just have it just soak up that frequency. And then just run it all around your body, spiral it round and round and round your body. So now you are a violet flame, aren't you? With a flower head. All right, so we have a caller. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, it's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How's life in Tucson?
I'm waiting for the storm to hit.
Okay.
So I can dig some little trenches to get the water to go, kind of like energy.
I was just thinking that. How perfect.
Yeah. I just wanted to send blessings to Jonquil.
Thank you.
And her, the transformation of her mother and the transformation for herself.
Thank you, Vicki. That's wonderful. And that's another reminder, is that it really helps a lot when all of us maybe just take a minute and send, wrap yourself in light, and then send light to Jonquil and anyone else right now who's undergoing a situation of deep grief, which then becomes personal transformation food, doesn't it?
Yes.
You've been through a certain amount of it yourself, Vicki.
So my phone sounds really staticky, and I don't know if it's because of the airwaves, so I don't know how well this would work for me. But I just had a question about my brain.
So what's up with your brain, girl?
Well, I'm just wondering how it looks. I had some kind of a major shift in my brain.
Well, I have to say this, that your light is growing really fast, and it looks to me like it's been very rambunctious in your body as well as your brain. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've been feeling really good,
mm-hmm.
off and on. You know, I have my ups and downs, but I'm, and then I go to my solar plexus, and I was listening to what you were talking about with the solar plexus on how they're, you know, your personality and power and all of that. And I keep thinking, you know, I want to create, but I don't know what it is I want to create. And then I get into this pattern of, uh-oh.
What's the oh, like there's nothing there?
Yeah, it's just like a blank slate. It's like, because I'm getting to, you know, I know who I am. I'm getting that really loud and clear.
Good.
Yeah, that's very exciting for me. I mean, my heart goes, woohoo. but I'm just at the point of the creating part. It's like I'm just like, I just don't know.
Well, how's this? Because one of the things they're showing is that you have pockets. We were talking about, and I don't know if you heard the whole show, but we were talking about how the universal energies are really kind of erratic in a way.
Yes.
And they roll and turn, and but they can also be pointed and jarring and all kinds of things, right?
Uh-huh.
So when I look at you, I see this light unfolding, and then there are parts in your body that are resisting like mad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, to me, is a good example. You're just a perfect example of how you want the consciousness. You're working on it. You are conscious, but you got this push, pull, change, grow,
right.
Expand, beautiful, beautiful lighting going on inside of you. And it looks like all around you, you tend to explode into your creativity when it's time. You don't tend to just nicely proportion your change to a daily or yearly activity, do you?
No.
Uh-uh. And it looks like you're going to be very wonderfully creative. There's something you're doing in your work that's really different, and it's something about how you gather the forces for the people and also how you're going to get a style of gathering people. I'm going, well, all of that's just going to evolve through you the way all of your art and all of your artistic past happenings have done, but you're moving faster.
Yeah. I started, after the last time I talked to you about art and stuff, I started doing my art of work again. And, you know, I truly understand it now on how it is my soul talking. It's my soul journey showing me.
Excellent.
And it's not, it used to kind of scare me because I would draw it and then I go, whoa. And now I'm amazed and in awe.
And in gratitude.
I have so much gratitude. It's like I feel that I need to do something with it. Mm-hmm. Does that sound straight?
But you see, the thing that you're doing is you're bringing it. Okay. What it looks like to me is that you're bringing it through really easily at times, and at other times it's got such a congestion it won't come through easily.
Right. It gets like thicker.
Yeah. And they're showing like blobs of darkness that tries to come up and go through. And at that point, it's vying for position for that which wants to come out of you. Does that make sense?
It's the resistance of what?
Well, it's old energy that's
okay.
being pushed out by the movement of light through your body.
Right.
And when it rises, it blocks that flow of creative energy.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like too many things trying to come through the door at the same time.
Yeah.
And so you can go into a mind space of, oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm saying, back up and just try to be with your energy, which I know you're really rich about doing.
Uh-huh.
But back up and just be with it, because it'll move itself.
All right.
And then your creativity will be just like bang, bang again. But it's not only going to be through your art. It's going to be through some people that you work with and how your creativity pushes your work.
Hmm.
As well. I mean, you've got a myriad of ways, even
right.
how you do your ranch or your household or whatever.
Right.
You
right.
have all these different ways of expressing your own consciousness shifts and your priorities.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So
yeah,
we're going back into focusing on that and not worrying about it, but just saying, okay, this is the way energy moves through my body.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's interesting because the little chakra thing that you just did, because of my meditation, I've realized how important that is.
That one's a fun one, isn't it? It's like painting.
Yeah, it is. And the chakra work, and I do that, and I don't know, a couple weeks ago I was doing it, and I saw these little balls of light coming down through the top of my head into each chakra.
Great.
And
perfect.
I was going, well, I don't know what that's about. So thank you for explaining that tonight.
get them to stick to your paintbrush, those little balls of light.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just know that your frequency is moving very fast. But you're a rambunctious soul, and the universe is rather rambunctious, too, so sometimes it isn't an even flow.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for your call, Vicki.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. Having fun. Now, isn't that the ticket, hey? If we're going to be changing and all this stuff is going on and our consciousness is rising, it ought to be fun. We get blocked, but how many times lately have you been blocked? And then, bang, there's so many changes that go on, and all of a sudden you can't even remember what you were blocked about. One of the things the guides were talking about, too, is, oh, I can't even read my writing. They were talking about sometimes it's very good to sit with yourself and ask for what you're holding. What are you holding back on? And I should have asked Vicki this, but any of you right now, just pay attention to yourself for a minute. Look at something you're frustrated with and ask yourself to reveal to yourself, what is your holding pattern? Are you resistant? Are you angry? Are you, what are the holding? Resistant, angry, belligerent, defensive. Defense is kind of a holding too. Just take a look and ask yourself to release for yourself an awareness of holding. What are you holding? Now just pay attention. Pay attention to it. Now ask yourself another question, which is, what good did that holding do for me in the past? Why am I holding? How does it serve me? Because remember, consciousness changing... I'll just finish this thought and then you're on the air. But consciousness changing is a lot about reevaluating life, finding your values, shifting, changing, and expanding, hopefully including creating our reality, hopefully including huge expanse of love and a comprehension of other people's requirements and so on. So what is holding to you? Now, we have a wonderful caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Lourdes from Malaga.
From where?
How are you doing? From Malaga in Spain.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi. You have talked to me a long time ago, but you might not remember now.
And what's your first name, Lucia?
Lourdes. Yes.
All right. Now, well, I'm glad to talk to you again.
I do have a daughter that is not here with me, and she is 33 years old, and she's going through, she has been taking antidepressants for many years now, and they are, of course, already impacting her personal life. And I'd like to know your opinion about if it can be helped with structures or with sending some type of energy, or if you can see her through me, or whatever it is, that without her actually knowing it, it's a way to help her.
I really think you can help her a lot, but it's interesting because I think it's part of her soul journey to have this experience, isn't it? Looks like she was like this as a small person.
Okay.
Do you remember her being a little bit, not difficult, but it was hard for her to have joy when she was small?
Yes.
So it's not like she just developed a depression, is it?
No, that's true. That's part of her personality.
Well, I think it's part of her journey to resolve it, actually. It's not just her personality. It's just an energy in the soul journey. See, it's a drive that is seeking transformation and expressing in this lifetime. And I believe this about her, or about you, is that you have great capacity to send energy. And one of the things you do is, we talked about holding. I don't know if you can hear me very well. Can you?
Yes, I can.
Good. Anyway, we talk about holding, and it's like you hold. When you're speaking of your daughter, the amount of responsibility and pain creates an intense holding in your body. Do you realize that? And there's, we all do this to a degree. And I would like you to focus on that for a minute and ask yourself to feel if it's true, all the energy that comes through holding when I'm thinking and considering my daughter's situation. And then exaggerate that and release that. And it will release at least some of it if you just clear that. And then set up a structure and put her in and see her finding her solution or her way. And I agree with you that it's kind of damped down her potential in life is kind of numbed by the antidepressants that she's been on for so long. And the guides are saying that if she were to have energy work or energy and massage really a lot, it would help. I always direct people even to chiropractic if they can't afford massage, for example. But I feel like she can be helped. And part of that reason is because she's getting to the age where she can take on the integration, the understanding of self with self that will help her release the depression, you see. So it's like she hasn't wasted 33 years. She's coming to a ripening time where she may be able to come up with who it is she is beyond being depressed. Her depression is a very deep anger, isn't it?
Yes, and she doesn't believe at all that she can actually get out of it.
And that's fine. But you know what? I think it's like we talked about at the beginning of the show, which you may not have heard, but consciousness is rising in many people. It's rising faster these days. It's kind of like it's like an inspiring tide moving up amongst individuals. And she's at 34, 35, 36, 37, all those years, she's going to move inside. Her inner energy is going to begin to change, and she's going to be able to get glimpses of who she can be without her depression. Her depression has been a gift to her in a funny way. Now, we could say, oh, my gosh, what a horrible gift, but our lives are pretty interesting, and it takes a lot of hindsight to find the gold nuggets in them. But for you, and this is the most important part of this, it would be good to create structures. It also would be good to call in Saint Germain and use the violet flame And keep. Do you know how to work with the violet flame?
Yes.
Yeah, I would just keep doing that sort of thing, because you yourself are whole. You are very tight against her reality. Some, you know, we all we moms are always judgmental of ourselves for all the things that we've done. And I don't think you did anything, but mothers always want to take on something to help their kids, right? There's mm-hmm. such a tension in you around her, and you would help her tremendously if you would begin to release your own tension and just keep sending her lights of gratefulness and, you know, sending her, putting her in the structure, sending her love. And I also wish you could work with her in brain chemistry. If she would listen to you, and there's a book called The Edge Effect. I don't know if you have it. Is it Malaga, Spain?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, is that where you are?
Yeah, yes.
Well,
I can try to find it, though.
Yeah, well, you can read about what Braverman. He's just an example. He's one major person who's working with amino acids and brain chemistry, and she would be able to be helped by some of that work. And if she could just get a glimpse, then she's going to move and groove and really start changing herself. And she's not quite ready yet. It's like her inner is moving toward a readier period. She's not going to stay like this her whole life.
Okay.
And
that's
so,
good.
Once again, I want to say to everybody at home, let's all send her our love and our light and really add to those wonderful universal flows that can help her wake up to the wonder of who she is. Does that help a little bit?
A lot. And before I go, I wanted to say on the air that it's beautiful to actually have access to the archives. And what I have done is I have looked up to your show from May, and you can see it, a beautiful thread through all the persons that call and their problems and how one can identify to each of them and understand that we in essence feel the same things.
Oh.
And how you guide them and how there is like a consistency through it. And it's like getting the energy of every show again and again every time that we want. And
so,
I thank you for that.
What a wonderful comment. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And many blessings,
much.
And have a good sleep.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for your call. That was a wonderful call, and certainly something that I'd like to hear about is to know that we are creating a connection between people and the essence of our... Each of us is on a move to become more and more conscious, and it's really wonderful, isn't it, to experience each other's movement. This is Veronica Ann Whistle. I only have a couple of minutes left. I'm so grateful for your calls. I'd like to send healing light out. Oh, I want to remind everybody to call up in your body a holding pattern and begin to educate yourself to how many ways you hold against situations, against life, that you hold yourself safe, hold yourself against what? Being conscripted by mass consciousness, or being defensive, so self-protective, or I know somebody who's a brilliant inventor, and apparently his holding of isolation was to make sure he didn't get wooed off track by other fashionable things and so on. Get to know your holding. Call it up. Feel it. Exaggerate it. Get to know what its purpose is. And, you know, things begin to release when we do that. And after a while, you'll recreate styles of getting that integrity straight in your life. So many blessings and much love to you. And I'll be working with Jackie Silvetti on Thursday night at 8 p.m. at ET Healing and Explorations of Consciousness. And I'll be back with all of you on Tuesday, next Tuesday, which is, I guess, the 21st of August, and we'll be talking again. You can call in. In the meantime, I'd love to hear feedback from you, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Again, that's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And the thing I never say is I love doing sessions, so if any of you would like a session with me and with my wonderful guides and angels, also just let me know by email, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And I just absolutely love you all and send blessings and hope those blessings just join the universal rambunctiousness and just billow all around the world. Isn't it exciting what we can do these days? So we will see you, I think time's up. Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday. I'll see you next Thursday night for those of you who listen next Tuesday. And much love to you all and many, many blessings.